this is Joel Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and here we are again to have a wonderful healing session, talk about the light shift, and we love getting questions from people, so definitely go on the fast chat or call in. So we'll first do an emotional clearing for everybody. So we'll start at the last 5 days from now, so 5 days ago cleared, and 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll go and do a feeling body. That's the other side of the coin. Remember, some people live a lot more in feelings than they do in emotions. Although, the emotions that we have, the emotional response, sometimes, you know, is, triggered by your feelings. But the feeling body sometimes get overloaded a lot more than the actual emotional one. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I guess I'll do a mental body. So people a lot of times are very mental. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll just switch gears here and do some more energy work here. And let's kind of do a sample that we're going to be doing this Sunday. It's an 8-hour intensive. We're having the physical body organ rejuvenation along with the nervous system rejuvenation. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's 1 o'clock Eastern. 8-hour long conference call. And if you are interested in joining us, you can go to healing@creationlightshift.com and just send me an email and I'll get back with you. So here we go. We're going to do a shapeshifter body. So Sylvia, are you out there and getting ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is going to tweak some people here. Really enjoy this one. So this shapeshifter, I see that we're going to be releasing. Remember, there's more than one of these naturally. This one is attacking you, but it's attached to your kidneys, okay? So remember, they clone themselves. They look like loving beings sometimes. They could look like angels even and come to you, and you think you have an angel inside of you or talking to you in your ear, you know? Well, this one's attached to your kidneys, and being a shapeshifter, they can take any form they choose to, and normally they appear to you as spiritual guidance, guides, etc. So we're going to get this one out of you. So here we go. So you may feel your body change. This will be related to your kidney area. And I'll just start clearing this out. Do you want to come on, Sylvia? This will take me about 5 minutes to do here. If you want to just talk a little bit about something or whatever, it's up to you.
Sure, yeah, I'd love to. Well, first of all, I just want to say welcome to everyone who's listening and also the people that are with us on the fast chat. And I'll just tell you about that in case you're new to this. If you go to one of our page, that's Creation Light Shift page on the BBS radio website, then you're going to see a link as you scroll down that says BBS Fast Chat, and just click on that, and it's going to bring up a window for you. And you can type in any kind of question that you want or comment, or if you have a request, something you'd like to experience from Ron, just go ahead and type it in. And you can, you don't have to put your email address in there. You can just put a name and your question. And then you also want to scroll down the page below that till you get to the picture of the light being there, beautiful light being. And that's that was actually drawn by an artist who is also a seer. And when she was on the Creation Light Ship for a healing, one of the light beings allowed her to draw her in real time as she was on the light ship. And so that's what that picture is. And Ron, during the program, usually brings in the divine energies from the light ship through that picture of the light being. And so it's an experience you definitely will want to have. You're able to probably feel the energies in your heart center from that beautiful being as they come through, or you may actually also see changes in the picture as it becomes more three-dimensional, changes in the color. Sometimes different light beings actually come through the picture and you'll see color changes. It's just very beautiful and wonderful to watch, and wonderful to feel that loving divine presence as it comes into your room and blesses you with the healing, and it's just very, very wonderful. So if you'd like to, you can also call us. If you have a question for Ron that you would like to ask him live instead of typing on the fast chat, you can do that. And the phone number to call is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So, in fact, I just heard a beep. I don't know. Maybe we have a caller on right now. Do we have someone with us?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Larry. Welcome.
Hi. Wonderful to talk to you both again. Ron, I had a question about, is it possible for a person to be abducted onto a ship, and they give you a cloned body, and then they route you back down to the earth in your home? Whether you're maybe a group leader or maybe a group follower, does that make any difference? And could they give you a cloned body and put some of your spirits into that body and then some spirits into a shadow body on another planet and then send you back into a new dimension back onto the earth plane? Is that possible?
Oh, boy. They do that all the time. So basically, in a nutshell, I think you're asking for the people listening here, can the dark side take your spirit and fabricate a body and put you into that body with your spirit? Yes, they can do a physical body representation of you, and that could be like a shapeshifter. Now, I guess the other part of the question, which you may have stated or maybe not, was could your physical body be cloned down here on the earth plane? With the spirit in it of you. I would say that would be also possible.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Larry?
Yeah, so you're implying that we could be a shapeshifter? Are you implying we could be a shapeshifter by cloning different bodies? Or that a shapeshifter could be doing that to us?
Yes, that could be correct, yes. So
either,
it is possible that the dark side could take your spiritual blueprint of you, okay, and clone that and bring you down here again. Okay, you following me? And
yes,
maybe
uh-huh.
put you in a different state.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's kind of scary, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, very spooky.
So that's what they do. That's because the clearings that we have and do on the website typically are for clone bodies that are off planet, which would either be a clone body Earth. I mean, yeah, it is a body, but a cloned Earth with your cloned physical body there, with your physical spirit, which is in your body now. That's supposed to be in your body over there. Okay, so they can clone
mm-hmm.
your body and do a clone of the Earth. They can also
mm-hmm.
bring you into a dark side planet with your cloned physical body with your spirit that's in you now over there too. So your spirit
mm-hmm.
gets just taken there. So your
mm-hmm.
spirit is not cloned. Your spirit goes there. It forces it to mm-hmm. go there. So the next thing, in like I said earlier, is which is what I think you were mentioning, is it possible to have a shapeshifter, which looks like you, on this physical planet here, just like they do elsewhere? And that is correct. They can do that.
So what does that mean? Does that mean our spirit can be inside of a shapeshifter, or what does that exactly mean?
It means that your spirit can be into a fabricated body that looks just like you look, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay?
A changeable body, I see. But we're not shape-shifting. They're doing the shape-shifting for us then.
Yeah, they're doing that, yeah. So you're not doing that yourself, no. They are doing that for you.
So we may be a codependent shapeshifter. We're not really doing it. A deliberate shapeshifter is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. That is correct. Mm-hmm. I am sure that I have worked with people doing clearings on them over the past that have been a dark side clone body, you know, that looks human, and I have performed healings on them. And doing that same process, yes. So, if you know, that goes a little deeper still. But normally when that happens is the shapeshifter then has a chance to move into the light because they may have come to me because they want to come into the light. And so if you have noticed, going a little further with this here, if you've noticed some of the, I'll just say movie stars, sometimes they look a little different than human people, okay? Their body builds are perfect. They just have, you know, just the perfect, I'll use the word specimen, of a human life form. And a lot of those, or some of those, there may be one or two of those, could be a basement person, which would be a shapeshifter. That's what I call them. That they're fabricated from the underground here on this planet. And they do walk on the surface. When I go back to New York, like I say, I see one in probably every 1,000 person who is actually from the underground. Somehow New York is hot for this here, maybe because of the location that it is and the powers to be that are there doing these things to people. So, and it's not, once you understand that, it's not too hard to see these beings. And it's not that they're completely all bad, just that that's who they are. They come to the surface to enjoy life here and or to spy, to tell the underground what's happening, and that's kind of how it works. So that's basically about all that I can say about it. Does that
when
help you, Larry?
When these people inadvertently shapeshift from one body to another, do they emerge with the shapeshifter in that body, or is that shapeshifter outside of the body developing this shape-shifting method?
They would normally shape-shift into that physical body that they look like. They may not go into another physical form because the ones that I'm talking about anyway, typically are in that body, and that's created for them, and they are a shape-shifter in that body. As far as...
They're controlling John's whole spirit in that body. I'm sorry.
Okay, as far
they're controlling John...
As far as that person who is in that body, I guess you're asking, can they, like, dematerialize and turn into a frog or something, or, you know, or do that? I would imagine they have that technology. I use the word technology because that's what it is, okay? Remember, it's a program. Can what's controlling them change the program to change their form? Yes, it can.
So they got one of your spirits in that body, then, don't they? John Doe's spirits in that body, then, don't they?
Well, they would not have one of your spirits. You only have one spirit. They cannot clone your spirit, okay? They can steal your spirit out of time, but they cannot clone it, okay? But they do put your spirit into cloned bodies. And that's why we have the parallel life clearings on the website for on-planet and off-planet. And if anybody out there listening has seen a shapeshifter, why don't you call in and talk about it? It would be interesting. I'm sure there's a couple people maybe listening that have actually seen these life forms that look human, glossed over eyes completely or black eyes, walking around, living a normal quote-unquote human life, and they normally look in pretty good shape. They look, you know, like they don't age. So if anybody has seen one of those, I would love for you to call in to also talk about this here. So thank you for calling, Larry. I hope I answered your question.
Thank you,
Ron.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're still clearing out this shapeshifter energy out of you.
I'm going to put you up in a
and out of everybody here. So I guess the next question is, which would probably come to most people's mind, am I a shapeshifter as you talk to yourself, right? Is what's listening to this radio program a shapeshifter? Well, you'd have to ask your spirit that, okay? So we're going to do a healing, too, after we do this one here. So if for some reason, you know, you have another shapeshifter in you that wants to go to the light, along with this one here that we're taking away from your kidneys, we'll just release it from you. If you feel any change in your body energy, then you know that you had one with you. Most people have these. So it's not uncommon. So don't be alarmed and, you know, most people don't have the consciousness to know if they have one or not, or that how could I have one of these? You know, that's unheard of. Well, it's very commonplace. So here we go. This one, this now energy is going to be cleared. It's, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one is gone. And now we're going to clear out another one, or maybe a few of these here, the ones that want to go to the light. And here we go. And this is going to be very nice. So here we go. I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that one is leaving. I'll do it again for another one or two that want to leave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. And hopefully we get a caller calling in.
Okay, wow. Well, you know, Ron, you mentioned how sometimes when you look at people, they're very different than others. And one of the kinds that I've noticed walking around or working with people sometimes, every once in a while you'll come across someone who's very much like a robot, is the best way I can explain it. It's like they have a body and they're doing things, but it's kind of like there's nobody really home. They're just kind of going along a programmed kind of set of actions or activities. Would that, do you think, be the same thing as a clone, or what's your take on that?
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. That would be a clone. It could be a shapeshifter. It'd probably be more like a clone, okay? But the shapeshifters can create a body, okay? We've heard stories like Dr. Jekyll, you know, Mr. Hyde or something like that. You've heard about people turning into vampires. You know, this is all kind of very, very similar, okay? So, but people who do act kind of robotic, that would probably be a cloned body, and the cloned bodies would be from the underground, and they are running a program, just like we are seeing now in our sci-fi movies, okay? Like I mentioned, watch the movies. This is what, you know, is going to give you a clue of what's actually happening on the surface here. And they're just bringing these things out maybe, typically like the first movie out there that kind of talked about this, I think, was They Live, where these aliens were here. So that's one movie. But you start watching more of the sci-fi ones, and you know, like the Terminator, and you start seeing where, gee, how is this happening here? You know, why do the skin come off of people and they have a different body structure on the inside, but yet, you know, on the surface it looks perfectly fine? Well, these are clone bodies that are actual real, and they're probably from the underground, but you're just seeing a glimpse of this. Remember, once you start understanding more about this here and you start seeing them in movies, then all of a sudden you're going to understand that these are real, but it'll go into your consciousness. So the more that you see this here, the more you're going to feel that this is perfectly normal, okay? And so all of a sudden, you're not going to be surprised when you see one. And so typically this has been going on, I would say, you know, probably 15 years in the movie industry. showing us this here. You all know that you've seen these in movies. This is nothing new. And all of a sudden, you may see one on the street and you're going to recognize it, but go, oh, yeah, this is normal to me. You know, I've seen this 10 times in different movies, and I know what this is. It's not going to frighten you because this is what these things are. So they're just giving you a clue, and this is how it works. So I guess back to you again, Sylvia.
Okay, well, while you're continuing on, we have quite a few questions that have come up on the fast chat, so maybe we can take up some of these while you're continuing with the clearing.
Yeah, and I'll also mention I had a gentleman send me a picture a while back about the atomic bomb explosion. And if you want to Google that somehow, you probably have all seen it, with their experimentations and stuff doing this here or whatever. You know, a lot of times they show it on TV. If you look at it, you're actually going to see on different shots of it, you will see an octopus energy on it along with human faces in the cloud and underneath the cloud. And on one of those that I saw on the right side, underneath the cloud, I actually saw it look like dog complete bodies, like a silhouette of a dog. So if you want to, maybe Google that explosion or something, or, atomic bomb testing or something like that, you're going to see things in there that probably maybe got trapped and or maybe aliens. I don't know what the definition would be there, why they show up that way. You'd have to ask your spirit. It could tell you also. But this is just kind of a heads up for everybody. And you can actually see these in the cloud formation that the atomic bomb did as it exploded. So that's very interesting. And, this is, kind of the universe of darkness coming upon us here. And it's showing maybe trapped things in there, maybe from a different dimension even. So there's many explanations to why they show up that way, why you see these faces. You could probably get your own information yourself. But anyway, and some look like they're actual human faces. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a question from Marie. Now, you've talked a lot on previous radio shows. You've talked about Princess Diana and how she was actually here on a humanitarian mission.
She's one of the light beings that came here, yes. Uh-huh.
Yep. And then Marie is asking if at that time that she was here, was she conscious of this? Was she consciously in touch with the light ship?
No, I don't think she was tuned into that whatsoever, no. But she had the energy from her spirit coming into her. So I would say as I research the information right now instantly, she really had, maybe in her dream state, she may have had the information a little bit, but as far as physically conscious talking about it like I'm doing right now, no, she did not have that information.
Okay, and let's see, we have Kyle commenting, you were asking about, what people have seen when they've been walking around and so on. And he's mentioning sometimes seeing people with kind of reptilian type eyes when you look at them.
Yeah, is that like a squish grape or a cat's eye?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes, you can, it seems like you'll be looking at someone and they'll look sort of normal, and then for a fleeting split second, almost like, when you go to the movies and, you see that subliminal advertising,
yeah.
And you're not really usually aware of it, but once in a while you just catch that fleeting glimpse of it. So sometimes when you see people, you catch this kind of fleeting glimpse of, maybe a reptilian or some other energy, and then, instantly they look like themselves again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, how did the show get on this here tonight?
I don't know, but maybe this will be a great opportunity just to mention the fact that, you know, the wonderful news is that the light chip is clearing these energies from people, and this weekend is an incredibly special opportunity with back-to-back healings on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is the wonderful 4-hour ascension preparation and healing session on the light ship, complete with water activation for each person for a week's worth of water supply with whatever whatever light codes or energy particularly is needed by that person. And then Sunday, the 8-hour call to continue the work of rejuvenating the body organs and the nervous system and removing these energies and more spirit infusion. And some people might think that they have to have been on the prior calls to take the opportunity to get on the current one, but that's not the case, right, Ron? You can just come on and start right at that time?
Yes, that is correct. So it doesn't matter if you were on the previous calls or not. It would probably help you to be on them, but if you're the first-time listener, and, you know, you will be missing out, but naturally, you know, you have to begin somewhere. And so, and you can also be an absentee, so just get on the call. You know, each time the light beams work with you, they start from where you are with your particular energy level, whatever that would be. They don't judge you. And they start working with you, so you feel better afterwards. So there's really nothing to, to worry about. You know, did I miss out on having maybe the last, I don't know, we probably have done, I don't know, maybe 18 of these calls so far or something. Yeah, you have missed out on them, but, like, when do you start? You know, if you don't start now, when will you start? So you have to get in there to get the work done. So it makes no difference when you come on to the conference calls that we have, because each time you do get a lot more energy work done to you. So, you know, definitely get on it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say also how amazing the work that the light beings do as far as the spirit infusion aspect of the healings too, because it's not just removing these things, it's actually recovering your own, spirit energy and bringing that into the body and integrating it into the cells. So that's a whole, that's a huge healing right there in and of itself, because, we're all trying to do the work to prepare for the ascension, to heal our bodies, to walk more in our own divinity, to bring our spirit here present in the now. And if you can't do that, if you can't come into your body because it's filled with densities and these other things, then how can you do that? It's impossible. And it seems like if you walk around and look at people, and Ron, I'm sure you can say more about this, but you've said many times people are only maybe 20% at best in their bodies, most of them. But it seems like when you walk around and see people, it's almost like they're out of their bodies completely, like they're kind of attached with a thin thread or something. And they're just not able to come into their bodies because they're just full of densities or drugs or, trauma or, physical pain and problems, and the spirit just doesn't want to be in the body at all. So can you kind of talk about how that process works and how the light ship handles that?
Yeah, what happens is that a lot of people actually force or kick their spirit out of their body. And that's kind of sad because, if you have a few beers or, drink something that is, kind of makes you polluted, we'll say, then at that point, you're no longer in your body. So you actually force your spirit out. You kicked it out because of this here. So your indulgence caused that. And will your spirit come back to you again? Good question. Did it get stolen by the dark side as it left you? Good question. Did your spirit have damage done to it? Possibly. So there's a lot that goes on that you're responsible for. And the sad thing is that people don't understand this here. And why don't they understand it? Because they just don't get it. And they don't understand how and what they can do to prevent that from happening. And you just don't get into the addictions. So what happens is once you're out of your body, then naturally these things come in. So you want shapeshifters in your body, then go out and, you know, do stuff to have them come in. What do you do to have them come in? You get messed up somehow consciously, and from that point in time, you're going to be taking these things on. And when that happens to you, then you're not going to be present as much as you were before. So it's up to you to keep your holy, you know, spiritual body temple clean. Remember, it's created by the light, and it's up to you to do that. So, you know, the light ship's responsibility is not to keep you in your body. That's your personal responsibility. It only comes here to help humanity for the ascension, if you choose to do the ascension. It's not going to force you to do anything. So the whole process is, how much do you love your body? You know, do you love your body enough to have spirit energy in it so you feel better, feel lighter, become more conscious, or do you want to live the dark side energy that's here from the mind, which everybody's living in, and you just choose to go along with a program? It's like a computer program. Do you choose to run, you know, your program that you were born with from the natal chart, or you choose to live in the present moment and to be in the light? And then you're in heart energy. So this is a choice that everybody on this planet has. And it just depends, you know, what they choose to do about it. So I guess back to you, Sylvia.
So for people that are doing the work to get them, you know, get their body healed, get the emotional trauma and densities released, you know, get their these critters and things out, entities and so on, so that they can come back in, how do they take it to the next step of actually being able to integrate the spirit energy into the cells of the body, so that the body can actually hold more light energy?
Well, what you'd want to do is more of the clearings that we have, and by all means, get on these 8-hour conference calls, because they're very, very important. The first clearing that you want to actually have is a clearing, you know, for the emotional body. If you're feeling halfway decent, you don't have anything wrong with you that you know of, you're in pretty good health, then you may not want to do at first the bar death code. But if you do have problems and you see your energy, you know, kind of going down a little bit, then you may want to get involved with the alien death barcode. And that cost is $150, and you get another one with it, which is your emotional stress barcode released from you. And all these things are put into you as a program, and you want to just get the program released so the light ship can do this for you. And it takes typically 8 hours to do. It's not an easy process. You have to stand in, or be in front of your computer. It takes dedication. So, again, you know, it's the light ship is not going to twist your arm to have you do something. It's up to you if you wish to have a better life. So hopefully everybody listening wants to have that. If you haven't done the alien death barcode yet, I would strongly, highly recommend having that done. So, and you're going to feel much better. A lot of people feel like they've actually dropped about 10 years off of their life. They feel better. They feel more energetic. And aches and pains can leave them. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'm having trouble with my fast chat not working right now, my fast chat window, but I remember seeing a couple of requests on there. One was for planetary release, cording release.
Okay, this is a dark side program that connects to you. Remember, you have a natal chart, and with the natal chart, we talk about, you know, the planets that control us here, and those normally come out of the newspapers and your horoscope, and the horoscope tells you typical things that you might be experiencing. if you're that particular sign. So, yeah, they have the whole thing dialed in really nicely, you know, so they do have a lot of control on everything and everybody. This is why you have what you may call spiritual contracts and agreements, because they put all those in place. One computer program talks to another, and remember, your body's still physical, but it's being controlled like a robot. So you need to get out of that. So in order to get that free will, free choice, you want to get these things off of you. Otherwise, you're going to be like your neighbor and everybody else around you. So like I said, this is up to you. So here we go. I'm going to do a clearing here, and we're going to take off 10 of these planets. There's a couple thousand of them, if not more. So I want you to feel the validation of this clearing. And the way you can feel it is to just sample your body energy. And for most people, these planets physically attack you with energy cordings. And this energy cording connection takes away your life force energy. And for most people, you end up having a pain in your body as this energy connection taking away your life force is connected to you. So here we go. We'll do the first planet cleared, second planet cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. So again, do a little body scan. Check out your body and just see how you're feeling. And yes, Annika wrote there, you know, time is an illusion. Yes, time is an illusion because you're in time, and time creates the illusion. So what you're seeing is an illusion here because you're in the time-based reality. And this is why, you know, in some of the movies they talk about jumping time, going into a different time reality, you know. There's a TV program about that, Stargate. So what do they do there? They're just telling you what's out there, that you can travel through time and become somewhere else. So that might also indicate, you know, how shapeshifters come in here. Okay, it's the same thing. Watch the movie The Mist. Very, very similar. Things come in from out of this divine energy of the Earth planet that it's surrounded itself with. We'll just call it its auric field. And people, through their consciousness, have allowed the aliens to come in here through opening up vortexes and Stargate. And just like when people first initially did the healing, I think, in 87, which was the harmonic convergence, you know, people open their hearts up, use their spirit energy to bring love to the planet. Well, you know, hello, doesn't the Earth spirit have love already? It's already here. It's bigger. It's just as big as this planet. Why would somebody's ego want to bring in more energy that's already here, not knowing that the Earth spirit can handle everything here? Well, by doing that, that costs humanity, you know, a big downfall. And everybody who does this type of work now, energetically, there's people sending out stuff on emails all the time. They're going to do some kind of special vortex healing, bring in love energy. There's all different names for it. You know, whatever they're doing is causing that much of a problem here. So I'm going to do 10 more planets here. Here we go. So next planet, number 1 cleared, 2 cleared, 3 cleared, 4 cleared, 5 cleared, 6 cleared, 7 cleared, 8 cleared, 9 cleared, and 10 cleared. Okay, and again, see how your body's feeling and responding. And yeah, that was the Philadelphia experience, experiment too, that, you know, happened too, taking the battleship, and relocating that. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I still can't see the fast chat, but I remember, I believe it was Kyle was asking if we could, if you could bring in the energy of Princess Di from the light ship.
Okay, this will be your spirit energy. So you're not going to necessarily feel her emotional energy because I won't bring that in here. It'll just be her spirit energy that was typically used, we'll say, or when she became more in spirit to do the humanitarian mission here, okay?
So here we go. Remember, everybody living has their spirit in them. And like I say, most people are only 20% of their bodies. So, you know, she was able to, if that was the case with her. In fact, if you look at her eyes are all pretty blue. You know, they're very clear whenever you see a picture of her normally, which means that she's running a lot of spirit energy. So, you know, if they weren't crystal clear, then she was running less. And that's how you tell how much spirit you have in your body. So to equate her energy with your own, or the way she ran her life, you know, like most people are 20% in their bodies, so that means that she and you would only be conscious 20% of the time. And what's in the other 80%? That's hard to say. So we'll bring in her full spirit, which would be in her body. This is her light shift energy, and it's coming in at 100%. And she, you know, is not going to relate to her body here because she's no longer in physical body form. This is her spirit energy that resided with her. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll put some music on for everybody. You can just feel the energy. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen if you would. And you can actually watch the light beam change with your spirit energy coming through it. So I'll bring that in right now for you. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, it would be wonderful if you could ask the light chip to maybe bring in everyone who's listening their spirit energy, like when they were babies and they were fully present in their body, minus, of course, any birth trauma that they may have experienced, but just so that people can get the feeling of what that's like.
Oh, very good idea. Okay, here we go. So, everybody take a deep breath. We're going to bring you back to when you were maybe a month old or so, or less, and you can actually feel how it is to be in your body 100%. For me, it's kind of strange here. Well, this whole place is strange, but it's strange how you're born with with full spirit consciousness, but yet your body can't do anything. And then you spend your, you know, you don't know about anything here. And then you spend your whole life learning how to live here with the body, and then you lose your spirit. And then if you're lucky, you can try to regain it back over again. The whole process is backwards, which is why the dark side has created it that way for everybody. They wouldn't want people here to be empowered. So here we go. I'll count to 10 again, and we're going to bring in your spirit energy when you were maybe a month old, more or less here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Song of Van Halen, Love Walks In, contact is all it takes to change your life through space and time. Just pull the string. Love comes walking in, and this is kind of what you're experiencing now. The pulling the string is you have to ask to connect with your spirit. This is why they say knock and the door will be opened. You know, you have to go into your heart center to connect. So this is your contact here. And this is love comes walking into you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. You know, I still am not able to see back on the fast chat yet, but I think there was a question about the twin flame earlier, and maybe you could talk about what that is for people that aren't familiar with that concept. And then also, I believe the question had to do with, you know, whether our twin flame can be brought here and cloned. I guess this was earlier when we were talking about the whole cloning thing.
No, your twin flame would not, you're talking about cloning spirits. No, that's impossible. The dark side can never clone your spirit. So
I think it was, can they take the twin flame and put them in a cloned body, something like that?
No, I doubt that, because your twin flame, I've never seen a twin flame yet that I've worked with that was in a dark side universe. If it wasn't a dark side universe, yeah, it could be the same as you, you know, being stuck someplace. You know, to my knowledge, there isn't too many places that's, you know, like this. So hopefully your twin flame is not not in a dark side universe or planet. So I won't even go there. That's just not even where I wish to go to. But your twin flame energy is the other half of you. So when you were created from the light ship, then you left the light ship, and you went to what's known as your home base energy. And your home base energy, which would be a planet, which is where you connected to initially, with other spirits that were created the same exact time when they left the light ship, go there also. So for each moment in the creation energy, as things are created, they all go to the same location. And that's much like your soul family that's here on this planet. The dark side copied that. So when you're on your home base planet, we'll call it, you do have the other half of you there, because you divide in half. Whether you divide in half on the light ship or after you get there is immaterial. But there are two of you now, because you divided yourself in half to mirror back to yourself your personal experiences. And this also makes your twin flame available to you wherever you are in the universe of light. And you can go into each other's bodies and have a double experience, much like people have here who are twins. They have the same experience, okay? Same process, in a sense, but there it's physical. The dark side has prevented you from having your twin flame energy here, along with connecting to your home base energy. So it disempowered you tremendously. So you lost all of your spiritual backup from your soul family, other spirits that could help you and assist you. And they gave you the cloned dark side light of the darkness here. And they took a lot of the same modalities that the light created, the same philosophies, and brought it here, but they made it from the darkness. So your twin flame energy can be brought here. You have to have clearings done first, because your twin flame otherwise will not want to come into a dense body. Naturally, you wouldn't want to go into a dense body either, of full of negativity. And this is just the way it works, because your twin flame needs to have the space to come into you. Once you're connected with your twin flame energetically, then it can join you as much as it chooses to, and as much as you would like to go to it, in wherever it's located out there in the universe. And you can also visit its location, too, on, say, its planet and its life form that it's inhabiting. So it's very, very nice. It's a great thing to have. I'd say it's probably one of the best healings that I do for people to connect themselves to who they really are, because now you don't feel empty. If you don't know about your twin flame or your home base, you're always going to walk this planet Earth feeling like you're missing something. You're going to be buying or looking for things outside of yourself, going from relationship to relationship, because you're attempting to fill that gap inside of you that you're never going to be connected with until you have this clearing. And once you have it, your body feels full, and you feel satisfied, and you feel just like, you know, you found yourself, because you did. The other part of you has found you, and you found it. And this is so wonderful with the twin flame energy. So back to you, Sylvia. It looks like our time is kind of growing close to a close here.
Yeah, I'm so glad you talked about that twin flame clearing, Ron, because that, I would say, is my favorite one also. And it's just, it's such a joy to have that reconnection and have that available to you. And I would imagine these clearings that you're doing now, the intensive clearings on the weekend, as more and more densities and other things are getting cleared from the body, that's only going to make it easier for people to be able to have their twin flame connection. Would you say that's true?
It'll help it out, yes. There's a question on the fast chat. If I clear stuff, will it heal my twin flame on this level? No, your twin flame is not on this level. You know, it doesn't affect your twin flame whatsoever. I can do a special twin flame healing from the point of conception to where it is now, just like I can do for your own spirit. So I do those clearings also, where I actually go back and clear your spirit from when it was created to now. And I also clear, since your spirit is a separate part, the other half of you, I can clear it from where it is initially created with you to wherever it is right now also. So I do those clearings. But just clearing yourself is not going to ever affect your twin flame energy. And if your twin flame is wounded or had problems too, that can be corrected. Remember, if you're out there in the universe and you have something happen to you, those parts are normally, I can almost say 100%, never retrieved back to you until you have these special clearings once every 2,000 years. This is why they're so important, because it puts your spirit back to your spiritual integrity.
Well, that's something that all of us want, and it's just amazing that the light ship is here to help us come back into wholeness. And if you would like to do more of that, I just would say for myself, you know, these clearings coming up this weekend will really help with that process. And so I'd just like to encourage everyone to connect with Ron to do that, and experience it for yourself, because you really can't even imagine what it's like until you actually have that experience. So I will just say good night, blessings to everyone, and over to you, Ron.
And you really don't know how dysfunctional you are until you have these clearings and you get put back into spiritual integrity with your spirit and you start getting the healings done to your physical body, because you just really don't know, you know, where you are. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our next show is on Friday. It's on Station 2, and it starts 5 minutes before the hour, the same time as this, but 5 minutes a little bit earlier. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Hope to have you on the call this Sunday, and we also have our four-hour ascension call on Saturday. So you can contact me, healing@creationlightshift.com. So blessings to everybody. Goodbye.
Good night.